The Federal Reserve says its latest survey shows modest to moderate economic growth throughout the country, with business hiring holding steady or rising modestly. The so-called Beige Book, covering the last 2 months, shows that manufacturing is up in most places, with home sales improving too. The Fed will be meeting in 2 weeks to consider whether to take further action to speed up the recovery.
On the subject of J.P. Morgan Chase, Comptroller of the Currency, Thomas Curry, telling the U.S. Senate today it's not their intention to over-regulate.
We're really not looking to eliminate all risk. If you did so, you wouldn't have a bank. I mean, the nature of a bank is to manage risk and to be profitable.
The Dow right now up 227 points. Wisconsin aftermath.
We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Scott Walker, first governor to survive a recall election, promises further reforms there.
After a heated recall election, voters talk about trying to get along.
I've had it up to my back teeth with people on either side who don't know how to compromise, who see that as a weakness.
Governor Scott Walker says he's throwing a grill out to talk about differences. This voter just tries to avoid them.
Well, I don't even bring up the subject with my neighbors or even some relatives because it does cause heated arguments.
Andrew Mullenbeck, CBS News, Milwaukee.
Jeb Bush says he will not be a vice presidential candidate.
I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to be asked, and it's not going to happen.
Says so in an interview with Charlie Rose for Thursday's CBS This Morning show.
So if he comes and asks, you say, sorry, go somewhere else?
Yes.
And he says the country needs you.
He's got a great list of candidates that I'm sure he's thinking about.
LinkedIn investigating reports more than 6 million passwords stolen and leaked onto the Internet. One file posted online does contain LinkedIn password hashes. That's a way of encrypting or storing passwords in a different form.
If your password is based on a dictionary word, it'll probably be figured out in the next day or two. If your password is much more complicated and mixed letters and numbers are not based on words, it may never be figured out.
Chester Wisniewski with web security specialist Sophos. Maybe you saw his moving story.
I'm just happy to be here.
Sergeant Timothy Poe wowed the NBC show America's Got Talent with his voice and the story of serving in the Army National Guard in Afghanistan, getting hit by a grenade trying to save his fellow soldiers.
So that's the reason why I stutter a little bit.
The problem? Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Olson with his unit in Minnesota says the records show there was never an attack and he was never injured.
For it. It's called stolen valor.
A spokesperson for the network had no comment. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
They're off in the Preakness.
Won by I'll Have Another, which will run for the Triple Crown at Belmont's. Labor agreement there. This is CBS News.
Coffee and a bagel, $8. Two movie tickets, $30. Tank of gas, $80. I can't control how much I pay for a lot of things, but when it comes to entertainment, Dish gives me all the channels I love at the right price. I call that cost control. My favorite shows and movies are available on my home TV with promotional prices starting at $19.99. Now, why would I ever pay more for TV? With Dish, I don't have to. I get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. Yes, free. That's one word I don't hear enough of these days. So while I can't control how much I pay for gas, I can make sure I get the best entertainment value for the money. With promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for 12 months, it's the biggest deal in entertainment. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today to find out more. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Voter registration in Florida. Touchy issue there since the controversies of the 2000 election. Last week, a Florida law restricting the activities of voter registration groups overturned. And now, as we hear from CBS's Peter King,
people didn't register because of the new law.
But I would easily say in the many multiple...
There's no way to tell how many people didn't register because of the new law.
But I would easily say in the many multiple thousands.
Florida League of Women Voters President Deirdre McNabb says the law made it tough for minorities and young people to register. Rock the Vote President Heather Smith says there's a lot to make up for, like a lost year of high school voter recruiting.
That to me is the biggest loss. We're hoping that we can catch some in summer school.
Smith says organizations will still have to meet stricter reporting requirements, but her group will be well trained and ready. Peter King, CBS News. Orlando.
Bound in a pet crate donated to the Helen Woodward Animal Center in Rancho Santa Fe, California, 16 crisp new $100 bills. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
All I want to do when I get home from the office is watch a little TV. But by the time I get there, somebody's already hogging it. Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right. One HD DVR, four rooms of shows. I'll always get to watch my shows when and where I want. Call 888-770-DISH today and find out more. That's 888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Got things to talk about. Guests coming in today. We got a doggy thing going on in Morro Bay this weekend, and we're going to talk all about it.
And now, here's Bill Vinica.
Hey, today's pretty nice, don't you think? But it's probably going to be windy again, but it's warmer. It's warmer than they thought it was going to be, so that's really cool. That's really cool. Well, this is a big, special day. This is 78 years ago today. We stormed the beaches at Normandy, and President Roosevelt at that time offered this prayer.
Last night, when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace. A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
Since 1984, folks on the Central Coast have been perking up their day with an original, local favorite, Slow Roasted Coffee. Slow Roasted Coffee remains committed to providing you a quality cup of coffee at a fair price. They feature fair trade, certified, organically grown coffee. Slow Roasted Coffee's aroma roast enables you to get more flavor using less coffee, always a plus. Next time you're buying coffee, bring home a local favorite, the original energy drink, Slow Roasted Coffee.
Once upon a time, there was a tall, mysterious fortune teller who lived in a quiet little town with her beautiful daughter. She had a wonderful and unusual talent, and she made a lot of people happy with her good advice about their futures. She had a nice little business, and her reputation spread far and wide, so that people came from miles around just to see her. But one day she realized there was one thing that she hadn't foreseen. The problem she would have with paying for her daughter's education. The end. Of course, her daughter went to college after all, because their Farmers agent set up a college savings plan for her education.
Farmers Financial Services, getting you where you belong. Securities offered through Farmers Financial Solutions, LLC.
Your farmer's guy in San Luis Obispo is Mike Wright. You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright. Call him at 541-3942. That's 541-3942.
We're kind of faking it today. I got to tell you the truth. This is luckily I found some older spots. I found them. I found them and downloaded them. And I don't actually have the right player, but I think I'm doing pretty darn good. If you want to know the truth, thank you very much. I think so too. Hi, you're with Bill. Talk is cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS, your news station today. Our numbers are 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. And you're certainly welcome to buzzard in. Let's talk about our flashback in history day. According to the Tribune, our highlight in history on June 6, 1944, during World War II, Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy, France. I mentioned that, of course. We already covered that. On this date, in 1844, the Young Men's Christian Association was founded in London. In 1912, the greatest volcanic eruption of the 20th century took place as Nova Rupta in Alaska began a series of explosive episodes over a 60-hour period. In 1932, the Senate approved and President Herbert Hoover signed a revenue act containing the first federal gasoline tax, which was 1 cent per gallon. That's when gas was 2 cents. In 1933, the first drive-in movie theater was opened in Richard Hollingshead by Richard Hollingshead in Camden, New Jersey. The movie shown was Wives Beware. In 1966, black activist James Meredith was shot and wounded as he walked along Mississippi Highway to encourage black voter registration. 1985, authorities in Brazil exhumed a body later identified as the remains of Joseph Mengele, notorious angel of death of the Nazi Holocaust. 2002, President George W. Bush called on Congress in a nationally broadcast address to remake the government with terror-fighting Department of Homeland Security. Our birthdays today, civil rights activist Roy Innes is 78, playwright actor Harvey Fierstein is 60, comedian Sandra Bernhard is 57, actor Paul Giamatti is 45, and rapper rocker Uncle Cracker, one of my faves, is 38. So we want to say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Shoes, you say. Listen, you go to Mike's and you'll say more than just,
yikes!
You'll throw in a,
aw, gee willikers, Wally!
Because Mike's in the Promenade Shopping Center is the little shoe store with a big selection. San Luis Obispo's best footwear, like Clark's, Rockport, Echo's, Florsheim, and Dexter. Ariat, Ugg, Soft Spot, Easy Spirit, and Naturalizers, you betcha. Hiking boots, regular boots, slip-ons, junior styles, western casual styles, and slippers, too. Mike's has handbags and clutches to go with their outstanding selection of dress-up ladies' shoes. Shushan is there, and she's a registered podiatrist, so your prescription needs from your footologist can be handled in a snap. Lots of accessories, and it's no crock. They have all those styles, too. Mike's Shoes, in the Promenade Shopping Center, next to the Imaginary Marketplace, in the foothills of San Luis Obispo, of course.
Right there in the foothills of San Luis Obispo. Mike Shoes, you'll like Mike.
Okay, sorry. Let's talk about what's went on with the election so far that we know about. And that's Hill and Arnold's in there. Third district incumbent beats Pismo, beats Waggy with ease. That's, of course, Adam Hill. And then Debbie Arnold won. Other things going on. Measure to fund the building in Aurora Grande, a new police station. They're like, you know, suck it up, dudes, and live in that shack. Kind of a funny way to treat your police department, but hey, whatever. And California to split on the tobacco tax measure, which is really bizarre. That means if the tobacco industry has okey-doked 50%. So if I voted for it, and that means you probably voted against it, and I'm going to tell you that I think they fooled you. It's a use tax. It doesn't cost us a dime. It doesn't cost us, if you don't smoke, it doesn't cost anything. Okay, what else? Let's see. Okay, Jamie Irons wins the mayor race, of course, in Morro Bay. And so here's what happened. Morro Bay City Council, Noah Smuckler took the lead. Caps to face Maldonado in the redrawn district will happen in November. Akasho Ashajian and 35th District is ahead of Gerald Manata. Bill Monning is ahead of Larry Beeman. And Chris Mitchum followed way behind Abel Maldonado at 30% of the vote, and Lois Caps had 47% of the vote. Other thing. Oh, and the big thing. Wait, it doesn't really have anything to do with us, but let's go ahead with it. Victory is painful blow to Democrats and labor unions fighting Governor Scott Walker's aggressive spending cuts. Scott Walker's the one, of course, that stopped union bargaining. Collective bargaining, which is it's interesting how much ripple effect that may have in this country if he got away with it and went through a recall election, and we'll get away with more of it, I guess. I don't mean to say get away with it. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. Okay. I meant to say that. So let's go on with other things that are going on. Dianne Feinstein has easily won her primary election. San Diego voters approves a measure to cut retirement benefits for city workers. What about that? And Republican city councilman who championed a ballot measure to cut pensions for the city workers was often an urban lead in the San Diego mayor's race. So that's what's going on there. Have I covered everything? Everybody covered everything? I think I have. All the elections that we need to know. Oh, and also the term limits thing passed. Was that 28? So 28 passed. Now, here they had a thing on the news that is just an arrow through the heart, is how I look at it. An arrow through Bill Benica's heart has happened. And it wasn't by Cupid either. There was a guy that was on America's Got Talent. I told you about the man, that he had served in Iraq. He said he was in the Army for 16 years. He got hit with a rocket. It screwed him up physically and hit him in the head, and that's why he stutters. And then he sang this beautiful Garth Brooks song beautifully. And now they're saying that they show no record of this man being in the Army whatsoever or ever being wounded. And as they said, it's called stolen identity. Which is interesting because the courts are right now still addressing stolen identity. There's an appeal out right now that says stolen identity is a freedom of speech, which is, you know, beyond anything you could possibly imagine, besides corporations being people. But it's like, are you kidding? Are you serious? So this guy who was in front of all of America saying that he was a GI that was hurt, may have not have committed a crime, if this thing turns out the way a lot of people think it's going to turn out. It's freedom of speech. You can say you've done anything. Of course, that's politics, really, but you know, that's the whole point there. So it's really, 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 really weird. And other things going on. Smuckler, Johnson, and Irons triumphed. I got that. Okay, I got that. Contentious debate surrounds plans for the Atascadero Walmart. 200 residents attend the commissioner's meeting ahead of the recommendation to the city council on the project. Everybody's up in arms, jumping around. They're like, you know, what are you doing? And so the issue has stopped being just Walmart, as we talked about yesterday. The issue has stopped being just Walmart. The issue has steadfastly become this whole idea of, you know, the city of Atascadero, citizens of Atascadero paying for the infrastructure. That's what's got people. It's really interesting when you first start to present something that's controversial, like Walmart always is. You have that. So there's all the controversy that surrounded that. But then when the controversy starts to screw the citizens go, say, what? And that's what they're talking. It's not a matter of should there be a Walmart anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's like, should the Atascadero have to pay for the dang road improvements? It's amazing. That's amazing to me. Just amazing. And maybe, do you think, it was designed to do that? Do you think possibly it was designed to do that? Get away from the conversation, the debate of should we have a Walmart? Who should pay to put the roads in? Which then makes Walmart sort of in abstentia, kind of the already voted in. Do you know what I mean? It's what the tobacco people did with Prop 29. Or is it 28? Whatever it is. Amazing to me, amazing. All right, other things are in the news today. I'm sorry. I got a little cough. Let's see. And as we mentioned yesterday, and here it is in the paper, Prop 8 battle marches toward the Supreme Court. Appeals court refuses to reconsider ruling striking down gay marriage ban. Lars Bigt High Court will take the case in the fall. But what will they do with it? Backers of the state same-sex marriage ban, known as Prop 8, now have 90 days to petition the Supreme Court to review the lower court's finding that the ban violates the civil rights of gay men and lesbians in California. These four justices would need to agree to accept that case. So now, here's where we stand, and I apologize for coughing out of any water. Here's where we stand. They basically, in light of what's happened here, the lower court has said that the ban on gay marriage is illegal. So if the Supreme Court says, well, we're not taking it, but we're going to throw it back to the lower court, guess what just happened? That's right. Now, other things go. I think I'm going, you know what I'm going to do? Because I apologize. I have guests coming in. I should get them water. I have to get myself water. I'm going to play Frankie Lane today. And
up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Dear Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Let me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me
take me across, wash all my troubles away, like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven.
Frank Lane today. So what's going on? Just a second. I'm going to sneeze. Hey, you think it's allergy season? You know, I really don't. I don't have, like, some big issue with allergies, but apparently, because the allergy is such a big issue, it's decided to pick on me, too. Hope you're doing okay. You're with Bill Talk of Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. Let's find out else what's going on in our world. Let's see what else is going on. What happened to my thingy there? Okay, don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. Well, here's big news. Sci-fi author Ray Bradbury has passed away. There were so much things that he did. So many things that he wrote that people, you know, cared about. And let's see. Let's go ahead and play this, I think. That'll cooperate soon. Anytime now. Not necessarily this moment, but soon. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for my two ladies to show up that I'm supposed to talk to at 12:30, which is 2 minutes away, but I'm sure they're coming. Commercial
first. Carry on, you protectors. You collectors. You thieves. You afternoon racers. And start of the day embracers. We get it. After all, Kenmore's in the lives of over 100 million Americans. That's why no brand in America gives you more of the capacity you need. We put more in, so you get more out. Kenmore.
This is so appropriate because this is really my second home. I started coming into this building when I was 14 years old. And when I graduated from high school and couldn't go to college, we were a very poor family. My family was on government relief, getting food from the government when I graduated from LA High in 1938. And I sold newspapers on a street corner, Olympic and Norton, for 3 or 4 years, made $9 a week while I wrote my short stories. But I came down here 3 days a week for a free education, huh? And that's what it's all about. People say, well, I can't get an education. Yes, you can. You just go out the door of your house, walk down the street, and walk in here. I belong here because I think I've written more short stories about libraries and other writers than any other writer in American history. The main scene in Something Wicked This Way Comes is in the library late at night, a confrontation between the boy's father and Mr. Dark, the force of evil, huh? And I wrote it in the basement of the UCLA library, huh? I couldn't afford an office, and we had a couple of babies at home. A little device on the typewriter, you shove the dime in and type like hell for half an hour. and then ran upstairs and got more dimes, huh? And in mind about it was to be influenced by a place like that, huh? Libraries to me have always been immense loves. I couldn't stay away. When I wasn't in libraries, I was in bookstores every day of my life. Even when I couldn't afford the books, I'd just go in and look at them. Huh? 50 years ago, I walked into the bookstore across the street, down one block on Pershing Square, and I met this young woman, and I married her a year later. She was a clerk in a bookstore there. So all the women in my life have been librarians, English teachers, and book clerks, huh? Because you got to talk sometime, don't you?
Ray Bradbury passed away at 91, and a huge career, of course. He wrote the screenplay for John Huston's Moby Dick. He had the Ray Bradbury Theater with 65 of his short stories were put on the Ray Bradbury Theater. Of course, Fahrenheit 451 and some great books. Anyway, the Martian Chronicles, something this way, Wicked This Way Comes. Anyway, he was had quite a career, and now he's gone. So, all right, let me tell you what else is going on in our world, because we got lots of whacked out stuff. Besides election-y stuff, we have other stuff. We don't, you know, except for the smoking initiative thing, the cigarette tax, the buck pack tax. Nothing really got hung out to dry here as far as this election, which was kind of interesting. You know, everything's already been decided, so I think that's kind of great for all of us. Because heavens, I couldn't stand to hear another ad right now. You know, we have to take a break before November. Please don't advertise until like middle of October, okay? There you go. Other things that are going on. Other things that are happening in the world. This was an interesting thing. I just mentioned to you the fact that that guy that was on America's Got Talent may be a stolen dude. Anyway, stolen identity guy. Stolen valor, they call it. Well, here's this has to happen. If you're in the military, if you're running for president these days, it's going to happen. Now, Barack Obama was too young to be part of the draft for the Vietnam War. He was in high school. However, Mitt Romney could have gone. But he was rich. Rich people didn't go to Vietnam. It was just a known fact. You know what I mean? You paid the draft board, and they didn't go to Vietnam. That's the way it was. So he got all kinds of deferments, and then he had this thing where he was which is interesting, let me tell you, minister of religion for 31 months in France, a classification of Mormon missionaries that the church at that time feared was being overused. What do you think? Anyway. So that was that. You know, I have to tell you the truth. People served, people didn't serve, you know, people went to college, people didn't go to college, you know, it was six of one, half dozen the other. I don't see any issue with it. It's not an issue to me. It's, you know, there's how many bazillion dozens of people have we had in government that did the same thing? Well, of course, Pakistan, because we got the number two guy in Al-Qaeda, Pakistan hates us again. You know, they don't like us. Now, here's where it gets dicey with this drone strikes and trying to get the bad guys. We have to use Pakistan to withdraw from Afghanistan. We got to get through Pakistan, which we've already agreed to pay them $1 million just to use a dang road. But, you know, they're persnickety, and it's going to get weird. Now, here was a fascinating story about a lost report of the Lincoln killing. And this was from an Army surgeon who was 40 feet away from Lincoln at Ford's Theater the night of April 1965. And so he thought, John Wilkes Booth, when he jumped on the stage, had a knife in his hand. So he had guessed that he had stabbed the president, not realizing that he had shot the president until he got to the president's body, you know, and found this hole in the back of his head and said, whoops. So that was that. Anyway, they found this old report, and it's kind of fascinating, I thought. Physicians continue to debate whether Lincoln received proper treatment, with trauma treatment still in his infancy. This report illustrates the helplessness of the doctors. You know what he ordered for him? He ordered, where was it? He ordered whiskey. I think it was whiskey and water or something. It was something crazy. Anyway, that's they don't know what to do. Yeah, brandy and water. To be brought immediately. That's what that was the treatment for being shot in the head back then. But then again, remember, it was back then. Remember the Civil War and all the things, the terrible things that happened? Yeah. We hadn't gotten very far at that point. So now here's the other thing that's in the news. The foie gras feeding frenzy is going on because, you know, we're going to ban foie gras in California. What is it, fattened geese livers or something? Goose livers, not geese, goose. Geese livers, goose liver. It's the liver of the animal. Anyway, so it's pate and whatnot. And so they're having big parties all over California where everybody's eating a whole bunch of this stuff and saying, you know, we can't live without it. Have some liverwurst and leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? Leave the geese alone. Pink slimes and fewer lunches, it says. I'm going to miss it, I think. I'm sure I've had it, so how could I not miss it? U.S. school districts turn up their nose to pink slime, and what they're really, what's upsetting people is Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota chose to order beef that may contain the filler, because that's where they produce the stuff, so they're not about to close down their factories and say we don't want pink slime. And it's interesting, this pink slime affair, because it sounds, they gave it a name. It's just, it's terrible, of course. But there's, like, really, You ever watch these chef shows on TV where they cook pig jowls and cheeks and, you know, inner ears and strange things, you know? Is this stranger? I don't think so. It's not bad for you, pink slime. It's just extra parts left over in your hamburger. Other things going on. Fire crews aided by light rain, colder temperatures, and high humidity were able to slow the 1,800-acre wildfire in Sequoia National Forest. It was 35% contained yesterday, so we just keep hoping. Here you go. And you know what? I don't think this is wrong. I find nothing wrong with this whatsoever, I have to tell you the truth, because I believe if you have an STD and you transmit it to someone without their knowledge, you've committed a crime. You've committed assault. And therefore, an Oregon jury has awarded $900,000 to a woman who's 49 who claimed a retired dentist gave her genital herpes on their fourth date. It's a rare case in which a dispute over a sexually transmitted disease went to a jury trial. They should all go to jury trials. Sorry. That's how I look at it anyway. I think it's the most selfish thing in the whole wide world to, you know, have sex and not and have a problem and not say something to somebody so they can protect themselves. Of course, it was their fourth date. You would have thought she would ask them to protect himself anyway. But people date different than I when I was younger, so I'm not sure. Other things going on. This was a sad, sad tale. A gun on a bicycle shot a father as he cradled his one-year-old boy in his arms on a South Los Angeles street, killing the infant and wounding the father. 24-year-old father was attacked Monday evening on a sidewalk, police said. The gunman who rode past the father and fired several shots appeared to be a 15- to 17-year-old boy in a... Why? Now they're mentioning this. And we're going to talk. We're going to talk to a police officer here very soon. We'll find out if the police, when they see a hoodie sweatshirt, if they decide, well, we have to shoot the guy, because we can't have hoodie sweatshirts out there. All right, my guests are here. My guests have arrived, and I'm great. Here's what's happened. So let me tell you this. This is our travel tip. Where's my piece of paper? Where's my info? My travel tip. Oh, here it is. Here's our travel tip. Highway 227 screwed up because they're doing construction on 227. Buckley Road is screwed up because they're doing construction on Buckley Road. So if you're out here, if you're anywhere south of the town of San Luis Obispo, California, you can't get home. They got everything screwed up. So I just want you to know it's going to be really bad for you. All right, I have two guests in my studio, and Jeanette Bowen, who was in here. What is it, Janae? That's it, Janae. I'm sorry, Janae. I'm going to write that down so I get it right. Janae Bowen is here, and she was here with her Doxy Greta, if you remember, and the dog sang. Actually, the dog sang better than you did, I think.
Thank you.
So it was quite a treat when we had Doxy Greta in here.
Yes.
And then Officer Stephanie Pippin from the Morro Bay K-9 unit is here with us, and there's going to be an event this weekend, so we want to talk about that. And who wants to start? Officer? Well, first off, let's do this. Before we get to the event, let's talk to Officer Pippin and say how long you've been with the Morro Bay PD.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Sure.
I've been with Morro Bay PD for just over 2 years, and I've been the new canine handler now for about 3 months. It's the first patrol canine for Morro Bay in the last 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And how'd that come about?
You know what? The community was asking for it. Our previous chief really wanted it, and we were had a goal started in the beginning of 2011 to raise funds to bring the dog to Morro Bay, and the goal was $60,000. We thought it was going to take 2 years, if not more, and within 10 months, the community came together with all the different events that we've done and raised $60,000, and that was for the dog and obviously all the things for the dog, including the vehicle, and now we have a patrol dog in Morro Bay. It's awesome.
Oh, I had no idea that there were special vehicles for patrol dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
I
have
didn't
a Tahoe
know that.
Now. Some of them
really?
Are, yep. Some of them are Chargers. Some of them are Crown Vics. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Awesome.
Well, there you go. It's not just getting the dog. You got to have something to carry it in.
Exactly.
Whoa,
exactly.
That's pricey.
You can't just throw them in the back.
That's pricey. I thought that's what they did. Here, just go sit back there, and we'll go get somebody.
Exactly.
All right. Wild. And Steph, where did you? What were you doing before being a copper in Morro Bay?
Actually, I was a real estate agent, and I owned a pet store in Santa Maria.
Really?
So I did both. Yep. I worked for Jones Goodell and Associates, and I owned a Lost World Pets in Santa Maria.
And what inspired you to become a police person?
It was just a change in my life, something else I needed. I was sick for a while and kind of took my real estate business down, so decided to do my other passion, which was going into law enforcement and helping others, and I happened to do that.
Good for you.
Yeah, I love it.
And by the way, the real estate was, even if you were ill, it doesn't matter. The real estate got so ill that you weren't going to stand a chance in it anyway.
Exactly. So yeah,
that's the way that
timing,
was.
Timing, right?
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so here's Janae, who has Greta the Singing Doxy and has a program where you can call her and they come out and they both sing to you and throw confetti at you.
Whatever you want.
And so let's talk. So we don't have Greta with us today.
She's not with us today. She's resting today.
She's resting
her voice.
Yeah, she has to
Part of our proceeds goes back into our program, which is benefiting the firemen and also benefits my junior vet program with my company, Dog E911.
Now tell us about your company.
Dog E911 is an all-animal first aid and disaster response training course. And I basically started it so that we can help educate anyone from children all the way to our first responders on how to help our animals with disaster and with triage so that we are able to help identify signs and symptoms of things that are going on before they happen and then deal with issues that happen that are time sensitive and be able to help the animals. So that's basically what it is. And the newest part of our program is I've partnered with International Firefighter Cancer Foundation, which is based in Delaware, but they are international. They have offices around the country in Canada, Europe, and in Australia. And what I'm doing with them is educating on canine cancer and also working to educate our first responders about the triage and preparedness for animals.
See, this is probably a new concept, really. I mean, is it not? I mean, when you think of police officers and first responders, be it the fire department, be they the ambulance, be they the coppers, you don't think of them taking care of a dog.
Not necessarily, but they're, you know, like the fireman's code is basically protecting property and protecting lives. And so, you know, what's more natural than also helping to protect the animals' lives? And what we've noticed is because in many disasters like Hurricane Katrina, for example, is the biggest one that made a lot of changes in our world, is that animals were being left behind and owners were staying because they didn't want to leave with without their animals. And then there's also the whole cleanup process, you know, with all of the cattle and all of the damage that's done after a disaster. There is a huge, you know, process of cleanup in itself. And so the preparation for this is such a helpful thing. Yeah. Across the board. And if our first responders are able to help assist with some of the triage and stuff, it also is going to make it a lot easier for our people that are evacuating with their animals.
Well, you see every now and then in the news or whatever where a fireman has given a dog mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or cat or whatever it may be.
Yep.
And
yes.
Saved him.
Yes, absolutely.
Like from a fire. Pretty amazing, really.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful. And that's one of the things that I'm very excited about with partnering with this fire group because the fact that, you know, we're helping to change and make a difference for these firemen and educate them along with just our other animal owners and rescue groups and our youth. We're also making a difference with our, you know, our triage professional and animal rescue officers and all of our, you know, people like Stephanie here that have the canine units and anyone, whether it be, you know, any type of first responder that would be, you know, maybe assisting an animal. It could be a marine mammal. It could be a horse. Any type of situation with where an animal would be.
I took a class in Morbay, as a matter of fact, years and years and years ago, because a guy in front of me at the market, I thought he had a heart attack, but he was still breathing and everything seemed okay. So it turned out he had some kind of something else. But it scared me so. And I was a Vietnam vet, but they didn't teach a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or anything. They just figured, okay, he's going to make it or he's not going to make it. It was one of those. So I took this class in Morro Bay, and they had that little oral Annie, whatever they call it. Doll? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just went through one of those classes.
Oh, good. So anyway, so I was a little hesitant about that, no, not what firemen do with that thing. But anyway, so then at the very end, when they're about to give you a certificate, we're all done, mm-hmm. and they say, we need to tell you one last thing, though. If you rescue somebody from the water and you start to give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, there's a good chance if you revive them, they're going to throw up water into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, Bill Benneken. I said, never mind. No. Here, I'll just jump on their chest and hope for the best. You know, I can't be having that. I didn't take my certificate. I just walked away. Okay, fine. Now, this Saturday, we're going to have a do out there at Morrow Rock from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and there's going to be Morbe Fire. There's going to be, of course, Officer Pippin with her canine doggy. What's the name of the dog?
Cello.
Who is it?
His name's Cello. He's a 3-year-old German Shepherd. I got him straight off the plane from Germany, actually, 3 months ago.
That's so cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. He heard only German.
I was going to ask you to speak German, right?
Yeah, he's strictly German commands. And when I first met him, he really was just like, oh, this girl's going to take me for a walk and play with me, and that's about it. Now he's understanding English. So all his commands are in German, and now he's understanding his some new commands, obviously, in English.
How interesting is that?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a great experience, that's for sure.
People that are like I am that go, huh? Why did we get a dog from Germany? Do we have any dogs here?
Well, no, there are dogs here, but genetically the dogs from Germany are the best for patrol dogs because there's a lot of inbreeding, obviously, around here in the States. So if we go straight to Germany, the breeding line there is much better, and they're also their training for patrol dogs or for police. They have a bigger pool over there of the dogs. So our training group, who we decided to go with, chose like 4 or 5 different dogs that might suit Morrow Bay. We went and met all of them, and Cello ended up being the best. I mean, he's great with the community. He is very good training, and he's great actually when he's working. It's amazing how they could turn on and off.
That's really weird too. The fact that if we're inbreeding dogs here, it's not so good because I know that the license plates in West Virginia say 12 million people, 5 last names. You know, so it's one of those. You know, so, try to keep the dog pure.
Exactly.
We need a pure dog. We're not fooling around here. All right. So we're gonna do this event, and I find that fascinating. It's a German dog, and I would speak German.
Yeah,
all right, that's
crazy.
That's
very cool. I love little German dogs. All my little doxies are all little German, little Fraulein's. So. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Now, so let's talk about this event on Saturday. It's supposed to be nice weather, even for Morrow Bay. It's supposed to have nice weather. The world's supposed to have nice weather on the Central Coast this weekend, which is cool. Let's talk. Who wants to go first? Somebody tell me what's going on.
Tell us about that. Okay, like you said before, the walk starts from 10 to 2, and it's out at the Rock parking lot in Morrow Bay. And what it is, it's a 1.5-mile dog walk. So anybody that wants to come and participate, they could bring their dogs, their little furry friends, and register. They get a doggy bag full of dog treats, dog bones, dog toys, and even human food to go on the walk. And they go through a walk actually through downtown Morrow Bay and back to the Rock. And then after that, we have the rest of the day, which is a couple hours of vendors that have to do with all dog related.
Right.
And we'll have demos. Cello will be coming out and debuting, I guess you could say, so everybody can meet him. He'll be doing 2 or 3 demos. We're going to have Doggy E911 do a demo for us, and we'll also have, I believe, Doggy Do Good is coming out and doing an obedience demo as well. And then on top of that, we're raffling off prizes probably about every 15 minutes, and we have a little doggy carnival that people can come for free, and they could do doggy cake eating contest. Yep. And that's right. Doggy bobbing for apples and doggy cakewalk.
This is definitely a doggy thing.
It's all kiss about contest dogs too. That'd be fun.
It's going to be fun. And what's going to be really cool is the community could come out and see Cello, who they paid for. All the funds that we collect that day will go towards keeping Cello in Morrow Bay. It does cost. Now that we had the initial funds, now I have to continue to raise money to keep him, you know, for his food, his vet bills, and everything else that is for the dog. So
my guests are Officer Stephanie Pippin from Morrow Bay, and she's the canine lady there, and Janae Bowen, who came and visited us and brought Greta the doxy to sing for us. And
so Gretagrams.
The Gretagram. We had a Gretagram right here. And so they're going to it's going to be it's not like a huge event. And now, because I don't have a dog, so I need to ask this. Do you have to bring a pooper scooper, or are there official pooper scoopers?
No, absolutely not. We give them away. We give poop bags out to whoever wants them. There's going to be stuff out there to clean up as well, and little doggy areas. If it happens to be along the way, we have people that pick it up as well.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Rose Parade in its own way. You know,
yes. Yeah, it'll be a great event, because last year was your first event before you had everything. This was trying to get everything together. So, and I heard, unfortunately, I wasn't able to be at that event because I was traveling, I'm really excited to be a part of this event. In fact, we're doing our demo with Doggy 911 at noon. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is really special about what we're doing is we're presenting, you know, I'm doing a demo all about pet first aid and all of that. But one of the things that we're doing at the event is going to be presenting pet oxygen masks to the Morabay Canine Unit to carry on the Tahoe, and also to Fire Chief Pond of the Morabay Firemen.
So these are for dogs.
These are mats for dogs. I brought them today so you can see them. They're really cool, and they come in three different sizes. And they are basically set up and made so that they can be attached to the oxygen tanks or used with ambu bags for the animals. These are generously donated from Invisible Fence. I have recently started working with Invisible Fence, and I'm excited about that because that is awesome. Of the fact that they have started this program called Project Breathe. And anyone can find out more information about this by going to the Invisible Fence website. It's just invisiblefence.com/02. And you can also go to my website to fill out other information, which is thedoge911.com, and that's doge911.com. And basically, the great thing about these masks is they're made in New Zealand from McCullough Medical, which is a top in the medical industry, and they help assist our animals in the event of a breathing emergency, whether it be a, you know, smoke inhalation, to dealing with any type of disaster where the first responders might need to be able to give the animals oxygen and revive them. These are wonderful masks, very well made. I'm going to be showing them how to use them. I'll be showing Officer Pippin, and I'd like to even do some demo with her and Cello. And we're also going to be showing Fire Chief Pond. He was so sweet. I'm so looking forward to meeting him. He's having an engine crew come out, but he's also talked to me a little bit in general about working with and saving animals in the past, and so I'm really looking forward to meeting him.
You have to see these masks. These are like high-tech masks.
They are wonderful. They are.
So the big one I'm holding, this is like for Cello, I would think.
That would be like
then
Cello.
Then you got a medium size.
Medium size
for
and
a beagle,
size.
And then you got the Chihuahua over here.
And really, these masks, because of the way that they're stretching on the front, they could be used anything from a small livestock all the way to a gerbil, the size of them.
But now, let me ask a question, because I'm looking at this mask. I mean, it's not, you have to think sort of solid. It's solid plastic with a rubbery job that they put over the face.
Yes.
And the dogs don't react badly to this, or well, because they're dying, so they say fine.
Yeah, I mean they might fight you a little bit, but once you they're very easy to slide right over the muzzle of the animal, and the nice thing is they fit nice and tight. So once you know you've kind of got control of the animal, and because there are they're kind of semi unconscious to unconscious, they're pretty much. Going to be, and it's amazing, the things that I've done working with animals, it's like they understand and know that you're trying to help them. That's the one thing that I have learned in the years of doing this, and they just seem to know that you're helping them. I mean, we rescued a cat recently that was actually attacked by another cat and did some triage on her, and it's amazing. I mean, she was freaking out kind of at first, but then as soon as we kind of got a hold of her and started treating her for shock, it was like she realized that we were helping her and just kind of just totally calmed down. So it's amazing how animals react to you.
What's the most common animal injury or situation that you need to treat?
The most common thing that we see is dealing with choking. I think I see that more often than anything, and it's something that a lot of animals can have happen. I mean, any animal can choke, and so that's probably one of the more common things. But I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, it could be being stung by a bee. Animal could tear their pad of their feet, and the pads have a lot of blood vessels in them, so they bleed out a lot. So all kinds of different things that we teach people how to work with and deal with an animal emergency.
Do animals like people? Like I'm one of these people that has to have an EpiPen all the time, because if I get by a bee, I'm about 2 minutes away from being done.
Mm-hmm.
And so are dogs allergic to this?
Yes, they are.
Are they all allergic, or just some are more allergic?
Well, pretty much yes, but some are more allergic than others. And, obviously the animals with the flatter faces have sometimes more issues with the breathing issues and things like that. So, and I'm sure Stephanie knows some of this stuff just from working with animals in her career. So, I mean, it's really important to react quickly. And because, smaller animals have, less body mass, so obviously they're going to react differently than a larger animal, like a golden retriever. Things are going to happen more quickly for them. Let's say they're bit by a black widow, or even if an animal eats chocolate, if they eat some certain amount of chocolate, a smaller animal is going to react much more quickly on than a larger animal.
You would think
it's dangerous for all, obviously.
You would think by looking at me that I could eat an entire hive without even batting an eye. It's not true. One little guy can do me in.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I'll tell you, that's not right.
And that's what's that's just what's so great about these masks and having them available for our first responders, because and that's why I have them, to demonstrate. Invisible Fence has generously given them to me so I can use them at the different fire conferences I do, the different events I do to showcase, and then also just to be able to have them with the first responders. And they come in this little bag, so they're very lightweight. They fit easily into the vehicles. It's not like some something that they have to carry really heavy. And so I welcome, you know, all of our first responders to come and see them.
Is there a small little oxygen tank that goes with it?
No, there's not. That because they have those already on, and the AMBU bags already on the trucks.
Okay.
So they already have them anyway. These attach, the tubing attaches right to the top of the little spigot here that's on the top of these masks, and then right to the oxygen tank. Or if they are unconscious, you can actually attach the AMBU bag right to the top. And basically I talk about how to do all these things. You know, one size uses a pediatric bag, one size uses a child's bag, one size uses the large size uses an adult bag. And then it also matters how much oxygen, you know, how many liters of oxygen you're giving each size of animal with those masks. So those are things that I, you know, help educate the first responders on when they get this set of masks. But the great thing about this is anyone's available, any first responder can get these masks. These are donated by Invisible Fence across the board from Canada to the United States, and anyone can get these masks. All they have to do is ask for them. So that's what's so great. And again, it's the Project Breathe on Invisible Fence's website. It's just invisiblefence.com//O2. Anyone can ask for them. And, you know, I'm trying to help with what I'm doing in my work with the fire world and with the first responders to get these masks out all over, because I just think it's wonderful that Invisible Fence is doing this. I think it's a great thing. And these are actually donated from the West Coast Division of Invisible Fence.
Okay, now tell us, because we, for those of us that don't know, and I'm sure my parents wish we had that Invisible Fence when we were kids, how does an Invisible Fence work?
Well, it's basically... They kind of have a, you know, I've got some literature here. In fact, I brought it to you. It's kind of like an electronic kind of a feed, the way they set up their pet containment units, and they've got kind of electronic unit that the animals wear. And I guess, you know, I was even surprised. I didn't know that even cats could use them.
Oh, yeah. I think some of it goes either underground or it's all
wireless.
And the dog wears it around its neck. And as soon as they get close to the fence or whatever boundary line that you put in with the dog, it does one of two things. I don't know if it shocks them, but it puts out a really loud noise.
A lot of
dogs or animals don't like that intense
pitch. It's the noise, yes.
It's the noise, and they back away from it, so it kind of creates that border that they're supposed to be in.
Is it one of these high-pitch affairs that only dogs can hear?
I've had one, and I didn't hear it.
Yeah, so I think it's more geared towards
it.
The animals, yeah.
Because otherwise it would drive you insane after a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an electronic kind of pet containment unit is what they call them. And so, yeah, they're really interesting.
They're
but,
awesome.
Yeah, cats can use them. They can use them for cats and everything. So that's what's kind of cool about them. And Invisible Fence is, you know, I was looking through their websites ever since I started working with them, and they've got all kinds of great stuff now. They're even donating some really great interactive toys to me when I go to speak at the Capitol at the end of the month. So they've got all kinds of great stuff now. And that's – but, you know, their goal is basically – their mission statement is to keep pets and safe inside their home.
Right.
And what could be more natural than – obviously giving these masks to the first responders so that they can help the animals in their home if there is a fire.
My guests have been Janae Bowen and Officer Stephanie Pippin from Morro Bay, K-9 unit, and everybody will be there on Saturday right by the rock, and is going to have a walk and all that kind of stuff, and stuff to do and see and buy and whatnot. It'll be from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock this Saturday at Morro Rock. And then after 2 o'clock, from 2 o'clock on, it's just a regular... you know, dog day afternoon.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
There are two types of hearing protection. Ear muffs fit over the entire outer ear so that the ear canal is blocked. Fashion ear muffs for keeping your ears warm do not prevent harmful sounds. Earplugs or inserts are typically made of silicone or film and are inserted into the ear canal to create a seal. They come in a variety of sizes and textures to provide optimum fit. Custom-made earplugs, which are popular with musicians and motorcyclists, can be obtained from an audiologist. This public service announcement is brought to you by Karen Scott, Hearing Aids and Audiology.
When they arrived at the sheds, a crowd of women erupted into shouting and booing. Martha was right. The strikers were more organized than ever. They carried signs that said, "Huelga, strike." They were yelling, "Help us feed our children." When Esperanza saw their menacing faces, she wanted to run. She wanted to tell them that her mother was sick, that she had to pay the bills. Then maybe they'd understand why she needed her job. but she knew it would not matter. The strikers only listened if you agreed with them. When the guard wasn't looking, one of the strikers picked up a rock and threw it, barely missing a woman's head. Esperanza's heart was beating wildly as she and the women took their places. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Esperanza Rising by Pam Munoz Ryan. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. It's one happy day that's here again. Up from the opening bell, the Dow gains more than 200 points today.
When you get days like these where the market has a nice big rally and we can say things like the Dow is positive for the year again, it does work on people's psyche, and it can help to restore a little bit of confidence in what has been a really a terrible 5 weeks for stock investors.
That's CBS's Alexis Christophorus. The Dow does gain today, up 270-plus to finish at 12,400. The NASDAQ is up. Even Facebook has an up. Day up just shy of point. So-called Bush-era tax cut set to expire before the end of the year, but there's bound to be a fight over if, when, and how.
With a showdown on taxes coming at the end of the year when all the Bush-era tax cuts are set to expire, Republicans are trying to get the upper hand now. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell joined House Speaker John Boehner in saying it's critical to make sure no one's taxes go up.
It's pretty obvious that the economy needs the certainty of the extension of the current tax rates for at least a year.
But White House Press Secretary Jay Carney told reporters President Obama has been very clear he will not support continuing the lower tax rates for the wealthiest Americans. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
At the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse trial, jury selection is over. 12 jurors, 4 alternates chosen, the former Penn State assistant football coach facing dozens of counts. Five Wives Vodka. You can't buy it in Idaho. The state is banning it, says the brand name is offensive to Idaho's Mormon population. Jonathan Turley represents the vodka maker.
This is a country that's committed not just to free trade, but free speech. What the state is doing here violates a host of constitutional provisions.
Turley's threatening to sue the state of Idaho unless it reverses itself. They are encrypted. Social network LinkedIn looking into reports of more than 6 million passwords stolen. CNET editor Brian Cooley.
If someone has your password through this LinkedIn breach, if indeed this happened, and you use the same password for your other accounts, they just got your Facebook account, Instagram, Pinterest, maybe even your Gmail or Yahoo Mail. That's a mess.
And now LinkedIn confirms some encrypted passwords stolen leaked onto the internet. Ray Bradbury is dead at 91, a giant of American literature, most loved for his science fiction like Martian Chronicles, Fahrenheit 451, and Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Late at night, I used to hear a locomotive racing through the night, screaming way out in the country, and I thought that was death coming to get me. That's when I was 7.
Yeah, we can't let him go. Elvis is back, a hologram version of the King, created by the same company that gave us the much-hyped Tupac Shakur hologram at the Coachella Music Festival. It'll be available for shows, film, TV, even live appearances. This is CBS News.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. The easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Smart companies everywhere are getting dressed at Land's End Business Outfitters. We'll embroider your company logo on everything from polos to outerwear. Our quality will unify your team and make your brand better. Small companies to market leaders like Hampton Hotels and Southwest Airlines are dressing their employees at Land's End Business Outfitters. Now let us show you your good name on our good products. Visit landsend.biz. That's landsend.biz.
This is State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
We do not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlement activity.
But that is what's going on. Hundreds of new homes in the West Bank.
Israel has ordered the construction of 300 new homes in the West Bank settlement of Beit El, hours after Parliament approved the removal of an illegal neighborhood in the same community. Palestinian negotiator Saab Barakat.
This undermines the peace process. This undermines the efforts being exerted to revive the peace process.
Israel says Beit El, which means House of God, is a key biblical site, and the government has a duty to preserve it. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Happy anniversary.
This is the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
For 1 year, he's been the anchor of the CBS Evening News, and while the ratings of the other network newscasts are trending down, numbers for the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley on the rise. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
After a long day at the office, all I want to do when I get home is watch a little TV. Is that asking too much? But by the time I'm home, somebody's already hogging it. And if I try to record my favorite shows for later, my DVR tells me it's full and can't record anything else. When did TV become such a hassle? Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right, one HD DVR, four rooms of shows. And with the Hopper's Primetime Anytime feature, I set the DVR once and watch my local primetime shows in HD for up to 8 days after they've aired. Now I'll never miss my favorites again. Four rooms of TV and a complete DVR experience for my entire home. The Hopper's not only a cool idea, it's a great deal. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather. Wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good vittles, love, and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them out, hit them up, hit them up, hit them up, rawhide. Ride them in, cut them out, cut them out. Ride them in raw. Ha! Ha! Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving raw. Don't try to understand them. Just rope and throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting, waiting at the end of my ride. Move them out, hit them up, hit them up, move them out, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, ride them in, cut them out, ride them in, rawhide.
Rawhide is what they say at the end of that thing. Rawhide. That's also, of course, Frankie Lane. So, anyway, that's what's going on. So they got the big doggy show going on, and that's in Morro Bay this Saturday. There's all kinds of things going on, as we both know. Just tons and tons of stuff. All right. Other things that are happening. Oh, let me tell you about Spencer's Fresh Market, because I want to tell you about friends Spencer's and what's going on with that. And let me see if I can also find my thingy here, and make it work, sorta. It's kind of one of these things that's a sort of, kind of, sort of thing that's working. Today. Spencer's Fresh Market. Oh, I'm going to do this today. I really am. I'm going to Spencer's today. I decided this is the day I'm going to do it. Go to Spencer's Fresh Market. You know what they have special on Wednesday? They have an 8-piece thing of chicken for $5. 8 pieces of chicken for $5. That's insane. Then you get a little potato salad or something to go with it. Matter of fact, they got potato salad that's on sale for $2.99 a pound. The red herb potato salad. They have like three kinds of potato salad. They have a lot of potato salad. And then they have also other great things. They have you can get boar's head corned beef. You can make you a sandwich. Genio turkey breast, make a sandwich. You know, the whole darn thing. And don't forget the eight pieces of chicken for $5 a day. Then the other great things at Spencer's Fresh Market, besides all the wonderful produce, it's the indoor farmer's market, of course, at Spencer's. California sweet cherries are on sale for $1.49 a pound. That's a giveaway. Fresh blueberries, $1.99 a pound. And let's see what else we have that you might want to grab hold of. Sweet nectarines, $1.99 a pound. Red seedless grapes, $1.99. It's the big 99 thing. But here's some twofers. Here's a threefer, three crisp cucumbers for $1. Ripe honeydew melons, $2 for $1. Crisp romaine lettuce, $2 for $1. And zesty jalapenos, $2 for $1. And up here, I got to tell you about this because it's right here. It's boneless New Yorker ribeye steaks, $4.99 a pound. Fresh chicken leg quarters, 79 cents a pound. And $1.09 a pound for prairie fresh natural pork, fresh pork spare ribs. Spencer's, do it to it. Get some chicken meat. Get some meat in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. And then I go to I've had this kind of rigged up here so I can sort of at least get something accomplished.
Honey, what's that noise? It sounds like goats.
Oh yeah, it is. Come here, check it out.
Oh my gosh, what are they doing on our lawn?
Those goats are saving us money by replacing the old broken lawnmower.
What? Are you out of your mind?
There is a smarter way to save money. You can save tons with the Charter Bundle. Watch loads of great shows, sports, and movies with crystal clear Charter digital cable. Download music and photos in a flash and surf way faster than dial-up with Charter high-speed internet. And make unlimited local and long-distance calls with Charter telephone.
Get all three services for $99.97 per month for 12 months. Call 1-877-728-3169. Offer expires 2/29/08. Residential customers only. Standard rates apply after promotional period ends.
Oh, hey, honey, come here. I found a way to save us even more money.
Don't tell me you're milking a goat.
Taxes, fees, and installation extra. Services not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks. Owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine. Really nice friends. And that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Okay, you're on the internet at Dell Computers website. You're about to pick up the phone and call to place an order. Holy dump truck, don't do it. Wait. Go to ccslo.com, Coastal Computers website. Read. Now dial 543-9047. 543-9047. Describe what you were thinking of buying from Dell, and then find out what Coastal Computers will hand-build for you for a competitively comparable price. And you'll never have to sit on a tech support line for help for 2 hours waiting to get an answer to a simple question. Listen, you tell Dell to shove off and do the right thing. When you do business with Coastal Computers, call 543-9047. 543-9047. If you ever need help, 543-9047. You'll get immediate help, or they'll call you back within minutes. Plus, the components that Coastal uses will always be better than the stuff they use. Guaranteed. You'll be a whole lot happier by buying smarter, by buying better, and by buying local from Coastal Computers. The deal isn't swell, so you tell Dell. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One last thing we're going to talk about is Moe's, because Moe's has what's going on for you. And they got just everything in the whole wide world. They got pork, chicken, turkey, beef. They have salads. They have barbecued chopped chicken salad. They have a Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, calypso salad. Has fresh greens, red bell pepper, red grapes, candied walnuts, and blue cheese crumbles tossed with homemade balsamic vinaigrette. It is good. And you can add tri-tip or chicken. Moe's Cobb salad, the green salad, they have that. Shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip, Louisiana hot links. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Moe burgers, Carolina burgers, topped with caramelized onions, sweet Carolina barbecue sauce, and jack cheese. It is absolutely fabulous. Barbecue chicken breast, half a chicken, whole darn thing. I have a garden burger, too, if that's your thing. Phil's ribs, they got sweet Carolina pork ribs, barbecue rib combos, they got just all that. And they got the homemade sides out the yin-yang. They have right here homemade potato chips, garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer-battered onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread, and don't forget they also have brewskis, soda pops, milk, water, tea, and dessert, Moe's, and San Luis Obispo and Pismo Beach.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm broadcasting here. I'm broadcasting here. All right. Well, we got that sort of accomplished today, which is making me really kind of happy. All right. Other things that are going on in our world, other things that are happening today. Let me get back to this, because I got some things I want to share. I remember I said Monday I want Wednesday to be here. It's here. And I'm really happy about that, because I just got tired of hearing it all. Now, here we have the crazy guy from Canada that was sending body parts here and there? Anyway, they say a human hand and foot sent to two Vancouver schools are linked to this dude, and the body parts are being sent for DNA testing, although you would probably guess that it's from him. You kind of have to ask yourself, what's the deal on this guy? But anyway, nobody said yet what his thing is. But it's got to be strange. All right. Change your LinkedIn password. Now, here I was just on LinkedIn yesterday, and I thought, I don't go to LinkedIn that often, but somebody sent me a request, and I said, okay, and now I got it. Here's what they said, though. Depending on your if you have a simple password, more than 6 million LinkedIn passwords were stolen. It makes you really confident in some of these outfits, doesn't it? It makes you really comfortable to say, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Great. All right. So anyway, so 6 million were stolen. So they said probably you should change it. And the interesting thing is, here was the bad news. LinkedIn was using outdated form of cryptography to secure its users' private information. The company should have known better than to guard its list with just SHA-1, whatever that is. The problem with SHA-1 is that it translates the same text the same way each time. So if your password is password and your friend's password is also password, that would be hashed exactly the same way. That makes reversing the process to uncover the original password significantly easier. But they did say, if you're using a combination of letters and numbers and caps and small case and all that, that there's a good chance they're never going to figure it out. But do you want to just sit there and wonder if they're going to figure it out, I guess is the question. Do you want to wonder if they're going to figure it out? And they say, they meaning the experts, say you should have different passwords for all different websites and everything. So then the chance you'd have to take, there's no way you could remember all those passwords if you had a whole bunch of them. So you, I don't think you could. So then you'd have to write them down. And then hopefully your house doesn't get robbed and they find your passwords. It's the age of Aquarius here. Right? Computer age is upon us, and screwing us up, causing great difficulty. Help! All right, other things that are in the news today. Other things that are going on. Tylenol, a recall, leaves drugstore short. Rolling recalls targeted not just Tylenol but also other Johnson & Johnson products. They had some problems. This happens now and then, and it's happened again. It's right here. This is here's this Luca Magnotta guy, who is the guy that's dismembered this Chinese student that he dated. Again, it doesn't say anything in here why the guy was doing what he's doing. It just happened. Amazing. All right, other things that are going on. Other things that are happening. Jerry Sandusky's trial on child sex abuse charges showed the strength of Penn State's link to its rural community. And the first question of 40 prospective jurors, about half said they or immediate family members worked at Penn State. There are people that showed up in Penn State shirts and whatnot. I don't have the faintest idea why in this case. I don't understand what the judge is doing to begin with. I don't know why the judge is allowing these people to be jurors. And the other thing is why in the whole wide world would Jerry Sandusky's defense team not ask for a change of venue? It's insane not to have it right there. I think. That's my opinion. What's it called? Collegeville, Collegeburg, something. They say Belafonte, but it's actually whatever else. It's something else. Anyway, so that's, I find it really weird that they haven't asked for a change of venue. It just would make more sense. But oh well. All I can do is suggest, you know. And then when people don't pay attention to me, well, I can't do anything about that. Other things happening in our world, in our news, other things that are going on locally here, and things that are happening around us. And so everybody made a big to-do out of the Venus thing. And so I saw the kids yesterday, and I said, should we go outside and make a thing? Casey said to me, we already tried it. Didn't work any good. Okay. Well, I was actually doing it for them. So I said, okay, well, fine. Poly prep for weekend pomp. More than 3,800 expect to graduate. Apple exec and university alumnus to speak. So get rid of some of them. But we get new ones in again. Okay. How special. Good luck. I wish them luck. I really do, because it's, you know, it's desperate times these days. Pier 1's coming to Arroyo Grande. You know where Trader Joe's and Baja Fresh and Petco are? Right there. They're going to have a Pier 1. Because we had the Pier 1 in San Luis Obispo for years and years and years and years and years, and then they pulled out. Oh, you know what? It was that earthquake retrofit thing. As a matter of fact, they're still working on the building. And I went in there because I wanted to see if they had, if they kept the oven. Because it used to be a bakery. Years ago, it was a bakery back in early San Luis Obispo history. And so I went to see if they still had the oven, and they did. They, you know, it's something just not going to, it's going to be part of whatever store's in there. It's going to be an oven. This doesn't work, I don't think. But you saw what happened at Clifton's Cafe down there in L.A. where they left the light on, and it has been burning for years, since the 30s. A neon light burning since the 30s. Unbelievable. Now you understand, where was Facebook closed at yesterday? $23, I think it was. They closed at $23. So Facebook closed at $23, and so you have this headline. Facebook considers giving access to those younger than 13. I wonder why. You know, I wonder why that would be. Perhaps if you get another million kids to sign on to Facebook, it makes it that more important and valuable. You think? Me too. They say you can lie. I guess you can get on Facebook. I was on Facebook for a while. I got off. But here I'm on LinkedIn. I should have stayed on Facebook where my thing wasn't stolen. But anyway, they say that the kids can sign on to it, whether they're, you know, they're right above 13 years old or not. They can just lie. Which is very convenient for children. Okay, I'm going to tell a fudgy. Yeah, is the first one? No. All right. We also have a new car wash, by the way, in San Luis. I thought I'd mention the Quickie Car Wash. It's on Broad Street. Operates 7 days a week and offers prepaid cash cards and monthly passive for individuals' business. Owned by Westpac Companies, the car wash employs 2 full-time workers and 10 part-timers. 85% of its water is recycled. Makes you nervous. You have 2 full-time workers. One's going to be the cashier and the main guy that, you know, that signs the papers when you come in and says, what do you want? And then the 10 part-time workers, of course, are all people that make nothing. And then I hope at least most of them are working at one time, though. Something weird. Last time I went to the car wash, I don't know if I told you, something really weird happened. I have no idea why this happened. There's things I don't understand that happen, and I don't get. And so I brought my car in. There were 2 cars ahead of me, and no big deal. And you sit out back, and you know, you read the photo ad and all that. And so I was just sitting out there. It was a nice day. I was enjoying the sun. Everything was fine. And so the 2 cars ahead of me came out. Then another car came out. Then another car came out. Another car came out. And then finally my car came out. And you have to know that I was scratching my head going, say what? Say who? So then I said to Nancy when I got home, I said, you know what, maybe if you tip the guy out front, maybe if you tip him out front, he'll get you in line faster. I never thought of it till then. I thought there has to be a reason that these other cars are in front of me. And that's what I finally figured out. I guess I'm just old fashioned. I got to tell you the truth. We went to a barbecue at the VFW on Sunday. And they just ran out of pancakes, so, which is fine. So we were waiting. There was three pancake stations right side by side. So we were waiting. We were in the front of the line, and so the weird thing is that was the left side. The guy on the right side finished his pancakes first. So instead of the people behind us saying, "Well, these people were first," they just, because they happened to be in front of that station, they just went ahead and took the pancakes. Once again, Bill scratches his head going, "Say what? Say who?" I don't understand people anymore. Don't understand them. A bomb in the spotlight, but can he sing, according to Kathleen Parker? And here's what she's basically saying in her opinion piece today. You know what? There's millionaires and billionaires behind the candidates, both of them. So you look at Mitt Romney, go, "Well, he's a guy with all the dough." That's not really true. They all both have dough. And so even though, you know, Obama likes to sing and stuff, there's that. But it becomes increasingly difficult for the Obama campaign to insist that the president is fighting for the little guy against the evil rich when no one is so rich as the company he himself keeps. It's like the bumper sticker says, "My billionaire is better than your billionaire." So now Bill Clinton's kind of signed on to be a sidekick, you know. Which is okay, and that's fine, especially if he can, you know, help the Democrats out, I suppose. His nose is getting bigger and redder, I've noticed, though. But that's okay. Other people in the news. Gary from Morro Bay, and now he's from Morro Bay. So this is I'm gonna give Gary a pass on saying, okay, I'm gonna comment on another person's city. Because it's okay to comment on another person sitting. What you think? What he's commenting on is Price Canyon. And he's saying, why can't we just keep Price Canyon open and not screw with it, you know, and have it done? Look at San Luis Obispo and how much they've tried to acquire open space and succeeded. And, you know, why would Pismo Beach not consider Price Canyon, you know, off limits to people for development? And so he's from Morro Bay. What's interesting to me about Pismo Beach is if you don't live in Pismo Heights, which is the original Pismo Beach, if you don't live in Pismo Heights, and then you would complain that somebody else was going to build more housing, that's a head scratcher to me again. I'm like, say what? Say what? But I've had to admit to you, when I first moved to San Luis Obispo, I moved into a brand new apartment building, so there was an empty lot before I moved there. When I moved to Cayucas, I moved into a new building. There was an empty lot before that. I moved to Los Osos, it was a new building. There was an empty lot before that. I moved to the first place in San Luis, wasn't, but then moved to another place in San Luis again. It was open space, and they built houses on it. So I'm no example at all of, you know, what you shouldn't or shouldn't do. I'm bad. I'm bad, I guess. UN influence. Much has been said about the UN and all that. So anyway, so here they have this. What he's basically saying is this: the writer who is Russ from Paso says, you know, I mean, here we fund the UN more than anybody else, and you know, it doesn't really accomplish anything. And what's the point of it? And I won't disagree with him at all. I don't understand what the point of it is either. The closest we've come to doing anything with the UN was having UN observers, which they don't do anything except either get killed themselves or they watch other people get killed and go, you know, that's not right. Other than that, the UN's worked out really well, I think. Help. Help. Don's ticked off. Don, can I read this one, please? Don is upset. What have we become? He says, hop in your car and drive down the street. It's unbelievable. The pushing, impolite, reckless behavior all around us. It's not just the young and careless. It's everybody, seniors, school kids, demon-eyed old men. You know as well as I do that asking people to drive with consideration and safety is unrealistic. No fear of God, society, or karma will bring about that change. Unfortunately, it has to be law enforcement. That's the only answer. Recently, some information was put out about alleged ticket quotas in Paso Robles. It's hard to believe between cell phone users, reckless drivers, and straight-out tailgaters, our local police would be worried about quotas. They should be worried about running out of tickets. I'm a strong supporter of our police department, but unless someone gets the bull by the horns, it would be an experience, an ongoing problem that could be costly in the property as well as life. Hope our new chief of police is on board. You know, how many of us have gone someplace where, you know, you constantly see people speed, you constantly see people pull out when they shouldn't pull out, you see people running lights, you see people running stop signs. I mean, it's there. And you have people tailgating you, and it's like, what the heck? And so, but the thing is that then you look at the, for instance, they start putting this in the paper now, the police log thing. And you find out what our police are up to, what kind of foolish calls they have to respond to that are made to 911. And you say, well, how come they're not giving out tickets? Because they only have so much time to give out tickets. It's craziness to me. And by the way, in San Luis Obispo now, I think there's three intersections that have, we're going to catch you with this camera if you run through this light, just so you know. I ain't going to tell you where they are. I hope you get caught. Because I don't run lights, so I'm fine. I don't speed. I'm fine. But you may not be. Okay. You know, I haven't seen the police forever, and it used to be one of the biggest money makers in town was Johnson Avenue. And I haven't seen the police parked on Johnson Avenue in a long time. The only thing that was unfair in a way was they park at the, you know, when you go down Johnson, when you get to General Hospital, the old General Hospital, and then you're going down a hill. So you got to watch your speed. You have to use your brake because you're supposed to be going 30 miles an hour. And then you get down to, or 35, I guess. And then you get to that bottom of that thing. And that's usually where the police were. So you have to know you have to brake. It's like you can't just coast down the hill, and by the time you get to the bottom, you're going 45 miles an hour, and they go, well, you're screwed, you know. And then coming the other way, you go down a little hill, and your car speeds up. So you have to brake on Johnson Avenue. But people, they know this. Psychologically, they know that people speed on Johnson Avenue because it's very wide, and you get a concept of go. You know, you get a different concept of how you're driving on Johnson Avenue because it's four lanes. That's just one of the places. There's more places I wish they were, but they got to answer all those ridiculous 911 calls that don't make any sense. And other things are going on. We need to take a break. We got a break we need to take. A break we need to take, and Swiss Dental Center is going to lead off the pack.
Sam, what's in your mouth?
Not good.
Come again?
I said wax lips.
First, no one likes wax lips, ever. Second, why are you wearing wax lips?
I'm ashamed of my teeth. I'm missing a couple because they were pulled and a few of the others. Well, it's not pretty.
And I never noticed anything before. Let me look.
Ew! Oh, it's like a Hammer horror film in there.
I know.
So it's wax lips for me.
Look, there's a better solution that doesn't involve you looking like a creepy clown. Call Swiss Dental Center for a free consultation. Swiss Dental Center specializes in implants and dentures. Dr. Phillips directs a training center for implant dentistry, so you know you're dealing with experts.
Swiss Dental Center is that good?
Swiss Dental Center is that great. All right, call now for your free consultation. 541-1004.
Done. I'm calling Swiss Dental Center.
Great. And after that, they can talk about that mullet.
No, Lenny, no.
Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive. And he saw the ball in the air and was going to try to catch it. But a 5-pound dog shouldn't try for a homer into the bleachers. At Morin Brothers, we try to knock it into the bleachers every time you bring your car in for service. That's right, Lenny. Whether it's a simple oil change, a complete service, or one of our fantastic detail services, at Morin Brothers, we knock it out of the park every time.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases-loaded, out-of-the-park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
I believe. All right, Frank and Lane today. That was really nice music. All right, you're Bill Back at Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network. It's right now, it's 1:35, and we keep on struggling with what's going on in the world. Well, let's talk about business news a little bit, because we mentioned yesterday Disney said they're going to go the Disney diet route and coming to ban junk food ads on its TV channels, websites, and radio stations by 2015. And here's some of what they're going to do. All right, so this is going to be Disney on Tuesday also introduced its Mickey Check seal of approval for nutritious food sold in stores, online, and its parks and resorts. I don't know how healthy the stuff is they serve at the resorts. I don't remember. But anyway, here's what they say. These guidelines are a minimum to be advertising after 2015 on Disney. Breakfast cereal, 1 ounce by weight, 130 calories, 10 grams of sugar, 200 milligrams of sodium. Snacks, 1 ounce or 30 grams, 150 calories, 6.25 grams of sugar per 100 calories, 220 milligrams of sodium. Juices, 8 ounces, 140 calories, no added sugar, no added sodium. Yogurt, 4 ounces, 120 calories, 15 grams of sugar. Sodium limit is not applicable. Now, so understand this. You cannot go and eat anything at a fast food restaurant except a salad that has fewer than 600 calories. And that's 2.5 grams of sugar per 100 calories, 740 milligrams of sodium. So that's a complete meal, 600 calories. As opposed to some of the things that you're buying right now and eating that have, 2,000 calories in them right there. Okay, let's get on the phone and say hi to somebody today, because it's time to say hello. Hello?
Hey, Billy boy.
Hey, Mikey, what are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm glad you picked up on this story for Disney. If Disney was honest about what they're doing, they would sure change their menus at Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Euro, Disney Tokyo, because all of their stuff, their calorie count, their stuff at all the Disneylands is nothing but junk food, even the salads. And the calories start off at about 800 calories and go on up.
Really?
They charge you $5 for a large Coke, and it's almost 400 calories.
I know it cost, and now I just read where it cost 87, they raised the price to get into Disneylands, $87.
87 bucks now, yeah. Just a year ago, a year and a half ago, it was $73. Now it's $87. And what people don't understand or don't know about the Disney Corporation is when the price of the entrance goes up, so does the price of everything else.
Oh, really?
Everything. All the food items go up anywhere from a nickel to 30 cents to 50 cents, depending on what it is. The price of T-shirts, everything goes up.
We were there with family about 3 years ago. This was not long after they opened that, California Adventure. And there's a food courtyard, basically, is what it is, between the two parks. And I'm trying to remember, I went in, I think I had a beer I can't remember if this was a full bar or not they had at Disneyland, which sort of surprised me a little bit, but I know I got a beer.
The Disney Walk, it has several different eating places. There's everything from the ESPN Zone to the House of Blues to that Rainforest place and, you know, a lot of different places like that, Italian places, Louisiana-style place, and every one of them serves alcohol. Some of them serve the hard alcohol. In fact, most of them do. The Rain Tree Forest place is well known for their pina coladas and things like that. Hmm. And they donate 50 cents or whatever from every drink to the rainforest.
Now, did you know that there was a private club at Disneyland?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Until I read this thing about Disney raising their prices, I had no idea. It's expensive as heck.
Oh, yeah. The corporations are the ones that mostly are part of it. It's another thing, like, as if you own a box to the Staples Center or something like that,
right.
It's that kind of a corporate dream for most of them because the dinners average at about $80 a piece.
Well, and you know what's interesting? If I have my numbers right, it's $10,000 to join up, and there's a waiting list 100 miles long. You got to wait for people to die off. And so it's $10,000 to join up, and then it's $2,000 a year, I think, for dues, and then you pay this amazing price for food. Now, I've eaten, and I've enjoyed it, I have to tell you. As a matter of fact, the first place I ever had a Monte Cristo sandwich was in New Orleans Square, you know, where you sit there and watch the boats go by. And so now I like them a lot, and so I just want people to know if you've ever had one of those there and you say, I really have to have another one of these, Madonna Inn sells them.
Well, they have changed their taste, shall we say, of the Monte Cristo. I was just there a little over a month ago. I was there again over the weekend, and Monte Cristo isn't anything like it used to be. They do have some specialty foods and stuff. And at the Blue Bayou, you really need to make a reservation, which you can do online before you go to the park. But the wait is usually anywhere from a half an hour to an hour and a half. And if you have reservations, it's usually a half hour wait. But the food there starts off at about $20 and goes up to $35, $40. And that's without the drinks and whatever else you might get, the appetizers. So
here's the question that obviously begs to be asked. So when they raise the price to $87, I don't know why they just rounded off to $100 to make life easy, but if they're going to raise the price to $87, do you think attendance will drop off at all?
No, it didn't appear to it over the weekend.
Really?
It'll get crazy. There's the scuttlebutt in the park was the reason for the increase, which is a 30% increase, is because of the new cars at California Adventure. California Adventure, which I don't know if your listeners know, but it's a loss for Disney.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. And so they're trying to improve it every way that they can. They have a beautiful water show there now, and they're also putting this California Cars Park there because, you know, Cars, the
movie, group. Cartoon, yeah.
And they're also going to be doing Toy Story, a lot of different Toy Story things there as well. So they're trying to bring the kids over there. There's also a section that's the Disney Studios over there, and the Muppets and that kind of stuff is all over there. So they're doing what they can to try to draw the kids over there and hopefully make that more appealing. But the California Adventure, even though it costs the same price as Disneyland, opens an hour later and closes 2 hours earlier.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought I think when we went 3 or 4 years ago, I thought California Adventure was free to go into if you paid for the park. It was part of the park fee.
No, you can get what's called a park hopper pass, which allows you to go into both parks at the same time. But no, it's not free, or it's not part of the adventure.
How amazing. I have to say one thing that I thoroughly enjoyed, besides the Main Street Electrical Parade, which you can't not like, but they had that show at night where the riverboats are and all that, and they somehow made water into a ball. They had this ball of water, and they flashed cartoons on it. So they were showing, the big thing was Sorcerer's Apprentice and the water and all that kind of stuff. But it was fascinating. To this moment, I have no idea how they did it, and it was just absolutely cool.
Yeah, that's a system. Actually, Disney owns several patents to fireworks displays.
Really?
Yeah, some of the shapes and stuff with the fireworks, but especially the way that they shoot off fireworks. They don't shoot off fireworks anymore that they are self-propelled. They're actually shot off by an air system, an air cannon system. And that's a process that the people that work for Disney actually came up with. And they patent that, and they allow a lot of different places all around the world to use that, which is a much safer way of shooting off fireworks than even the old way that had the it was basically like an electric thing where they were just pushing buttons and stuff. What this does is it air propels the fireworks. They go to a certain height and they ignite, and then they continue on to explode.
Wow.
So it's a much safer thing, and they're able to do incredible fireworks displays.
Well, here's the thing. Go ahead.
Fantasmic that you were talking about is that they actually project from the back on the water into mist, and the mist projects like a movie screen, the back of a movie screen.
Yeah.
So they do that. That's the new thing at the California Adventure.
Well, how do they make
it
circular?
It's just incredible.
How do they make it circular?
It's a fan system on the sprinklers, and it's really weird, and it's unbelievable. And the guy was telling me all the different ways that they can make the shapes if they wanted to, but they don't need to. They only have certain things that they have to make.
Wow.
Basically, the same guy that did the Fantasmic, and now the new water show World of Color at the California Adventure, he was the guy that created all the different things that they have at the Bellagio, all the water show
really?
There.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's unbelievable what he was able to do with water.
That's cool. I get, I don't know if it's $87 cool, but that's cool.
Yeah, well, I guess if you think about the fact that going to see a movie costs you anywhere, unless you go to the Palm, costs you anywhere from $12 to $15, and that's for a two-hour experience. I guess for a 12-hour experience or 14 hours, Disney is open from 8 in the morning till midnight, so that's a 16-hour experience if you want to stay there all day. If you're paying by the hour, it's not too bad. But everything that you buy, you're going to pay through the nose for.
Now, Michael Eisner is not still with Disney, is he?
No. Eisner was bought out several years ago.
Does a new guy get a chunk of everything?
Anywhere near the sweetheart deal that Eisner had.
Yeah, Eisner got a portion of everything sold, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually he got a penny for every dollar, and that was off the top. It wasn't the profit. It was every dollar sold, and that was videos, movie tickets, the theme park, hot dogs, hamburgers, French fries, sodas, coffee, everything that they sold, T-shirts, and the whole life. That's why they bought him out the way that they did.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you like to, you're a big theme park guy because you like to go there and you like to go to that Universal affair.
I haven't been to Universal Studios. I'm going to be taking my family to that this year, this summer. But I haven't been there in a while. But they have some incredible things happening. And at the L.A. Universal Studios in Hollywood, while in Universal City, they're going to be actually building a Hogwarts like they have at the Florida one.
You know, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they got some kind of a Shrek affair, right?
They have a Shrek affair right now. They have other things that are there. They have the dinosaur, you know, the Jurassic Park and that kind of stuff. They also have their new adventure is a the Transformers.
Right.
And they've fixed up the King Kong thing that it's, they call it 4D. So I guess you smell it, too. I don't know.
Why not? Why not? So how long is the longest wait at Disneyland to get on a ride, would you guess?
The longest wait at Disneyland is usually around just under 2 hours.
And what's so, that for any ride, or just what's the long? What's the, what do you have to wait in line for the longest?
That's usually the Space Mountain and Indiana Jones Adventure, but you can get the fast passes, and on the fast pass it'll tell you when you can come back to be able to go on the ride, and it makes it, you know, about a 15-20 minute wait.
Yeah, that fast pass thing was a great idea. They had that when I was there. And what a great idea that was.
It is. And about halfway through your fast pass waiting time, you could get a fast pass ticket to something else. So the big thing right now is the new Star Tours, which is a three-dimensional bounce them around type of thing, you know, that you wear the 3D glasses on. And it is incredible because it has actually 54 different adventures that you could possibly go on. And it's supposed to be a random computer thing. You never know which one you're going to go on.
Wow. That's it. Well, that's interesting. Anyhow,
yeah.
I bless your heart. I'm not, at this point in my life, I'm not compelled to go to Disneyland for $87.
Well, if I ever find a great deal and know that we can just walk on rides, Bill, I'll grab your tickets and we'll go to it.
Well, you know what? We did, it wasn't that bad either. I mean, this $87 thing's over the top. Nancy and I went quite a long time ago, and we took the train down, which was great because it stops right by Anaheim Stadium, and a cab or a bus or whatever you want to take, it doesn't matter, cost you $5. It's a $5 per person ride to the hotels that are right outside of Disneyland. And the hotels outside of Disneyland, I thought were incredibly reasonable. I didn't even understand why they were so reasonable. But the one we stayed at twice in our lives was always cheap. And then we bought a 3-day pass. And I think at the time it was like $150 maybe.
Yeah.
And the advantage of that was you could go one of the days. You could go in early. You know, they opened the park to people that had these special passes, and they opened the park before they let the public in. And you know what? Hey, they had just finished. They had just finished the Indiana Jones ride, so you could just go on it, get off it, go on it, get off it, go on it. Happy Space Mountain and all that, same thing. It was really kind of cool. They didn't have everything open, but they had most of the stuff open, and you could just go and go and go and go. And you had about, I think, you had 2 hours at that 8 o'clock opening. You say, I think the park opens at 10 to the public.
Yeah, well, what it was, what it is now is it's 1 hour. They let you in at 7. That's
seven?
The early hour. And so you've got 1 hour before the rest of the nuts get there.
Oh, that's
But it's a fun thing to do, but you've got to have a ton of money.
Well, I mean, yeah, you do. Here's the interesting thing, and I've shared this story, but I'm going to share it with you, too. We went on the Indiana Jones ride, and remember, this was just finished. It was brand new. And on the Indiana, I couldn't believe the way you had to weave all the, you know, ways you have to weave through the thing, you know, to stand in line. And so when I got done, there was a guy out of the front, and I said, let me ask you a question. From standing right here where you are to get on that ride, how long is it actually going to take? And he said, it's going to be between an hour and a half and 2 hours, probably closer to 2 hours. I go, holy cow. So we were in the park the next later that day. They opened the park, and they put up special ropes that went all the way out to Main Street. The line was all the way out to Main Street.
Yeah.
So it would have taken you, honest to gosh, at least 3 hours to get on that ride.
Oh, yeah, easily, yeah. That's the nice thing that they do. Disney has always been known as class. They always have people there that are sweeping up. The tables are clean. The ground is clean. They change the flowers in the park at least three times a year, seasonally and stuff. There's always a theme going on one place or another. But, you know, it is very, very expensive. But now what they have is they even have phone apps for your smartphones that as you're walking around and you're thinking, I wonder how long it'll take to go on Space Mountain. You punch your app in, and it tells you it's a 45-minute wait to go on Space Mountain right now. And it tells you when that time limit or time was refreshed and what the other rides are and when, you know, what's the shortest line and the whole bit. It's unbelievable the stuff that they have going on with that.
That's an amazing world we live in. All right, sir, I got to take a break here and get some other stuff in, but I want to thank you very much for giving us a holler and tell us more about what's going on. And, Mikey, we'll see you soon.
Talk to you real soon, Billy Boy.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What a wonderful world. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a good day, and it should be nice. And then don't forget Dodgers tomorrow. I won't be here. I'll be back on Friday. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because talk is cheap.